मते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वत देवे गौरवाणी प्रसारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वनम सखि भुव वितनोति कीर्तिम् जद्देवकी सुतपदाम्बुजलब्धलक्ष्मी गोविंद वेणुमनुमत्तमयूर नृत्याम् प्रेक्ष्यार्द्रिशान्वस्वर अपरतान्य समस्त सत्वाम्
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O friend, Vrindavana is spreading the glory of the earth, having obtained the treasure of the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Devaki. The peacocks dance madly when they hear Govinda's flute. And when other creatures see them from the hilltops, they all become stunned. Now, in the previous shloka, the Sakis, especially Radharani, was speaking about the glories of the flute. Hearing and speaking this, Radharani became very upset. So, in order to console her, Lalita Sakhi is saying this shloka. Hence, the word Sakhi has come in this shloka. It's saying, Vrindavanam Sakhi Bhuo. That the word Sakhi has come, addressing one Sakhi, Radharani. This is the commentary by Shripad Sanatan Goswami. Lalita Sakhi and other Sakhis are saying, Hey Radhe, you are the Paramadhikari of Sri Krishna's wealth. So why are you getting upset? O Sakhi, this Vrindavan is spreading the glory of earth in comparison to the heavenly planets. As said by Shripad Sridha Swami. Sripad Sanatan Goswami says that not only heavenly planets but also in comparison to the Vaikunthas. But what is the speciality in Vrindavan? Speciality is that this Vrindavan has a treasure of the most auspicious lotus feet of Devaki Suta. Krishna always walks without his shoes. Not one day he wears them. In Vaikuntha and heavenly planets, the Lord always wear his paduka shoes. Even in the deity rooms, also his padukas are always kept on the altar. Second reason of Vrindavan being glorious, in this Vrindavan, the peacocks are always dancing, hearing the flute of Krishna. This is not there in any other worlds or in any other dhams. His flute is like the light rumbling sound of the thunder. And he himself, Krishna himself is cloud-like color. So this makes the peacocks dance. And along with the peacocks dancing, Krishna himself also starts to dance. And the head of the peacocks, the head peacock, the head of all the group of peacocks, offer Krishna its feathers as a sign of applaud, as a sign of appreciation. And Krishna becomes very happy. And he puts the feather on his mukut. He puts it on his top knot. And he dances even more jubilantly. Such a scene is never there in any other planets. And all the other living entities, the birds, the deer, everyone who are watching this scene, they all climb on top of Giriraj to watch these leelas, and they all become stunned. They forget everything else. They are only engaged in two acts, seeing Krishna and hearing his flute. Nothing else. What to speak of talking or chirping? So Vrindavanam Sakhi Bhuvo Vitano Tikirtim. So Vrindavan is spreading the glory of earth in this way. So Sakhi, come, let's go and watch this amazing scene where this is happening. Come, let's go. In this way, Lalita Sakhi is telling Radharani. Sanatan Goswami Pad says, Vrindavan is a place where there is Vishuddha Sattva, which is absolutely free of Tamogun and Rajogun. So everything in this place, the trees, the earth, the water, the wind, the grass, anything, are all the internal Shakti of the Lord. And they are all transcendental. Now, why is Krishna addressed here as Devaki Suta? Vishnu Puran says that Yashoda Maya has two names. One is Yashoda and one name is Devaki. So Devaki Suta also means Yashoda Suta. How do we know that the peacocks considered Krishna as clouds? The answer to this is that in Kansa's arena, Krishna appeared to everyone according to their bhav. If you remember, the elderly gopis, ladies saw him as a child, the young ladies saw him as their lover, Kansa saw him as his death. So everyone saw, he appeared to everyone according to their bhav. Similarly, peacocks could see him as clouds. Because peacocks sing and dance when they become happy on seeing clouds. So Krishna appears to them as clouds. And similarly, other birds like Kokila, they see him as the Vasanta, spring season. Sripad Sanatan Goswami says that Govinda's flute is a mind-bewildering mantra which makes the peacocks dance in madness. So due to this reason, they are so amazing and wonderful to be looked at when they are dancing. Looking at Krishna and looking at Giriraj is the same, because Krishna himself has said during the Govardhan Puja, Shailosmi, I am the Shilas on this hill. So by looking at Giriraj, you are looking at Krishna directly. So the Sakhis are telling Radha that Giriraj is in Vrindavan and Vrindavan is on earth, and thus this earth is most glorious. Come, let's go and see this Giriraj. They are trying to take Radharani along with them, saying like this. The Sakhis are also glorifying all the living beings. They are saying, we are so unfortunate. Look at all these living entities, animals, birds, all can see Krishna and become stunned. And we are the only unfortunate ones who cannot see this wonderful scene. How long will we stay in this grihastha life? Come, let's leave all this and go and see. Come. In this way, the Sakhis are telling Radharani. Let us hear some of the glorifications of Vrindavan said by great devotees. Some comments, some quotes. One quote is, I do not accept anyone, be it my mother, father, guru, devta, anyone who does not advise me Vrindavan Vas. Another great devotee has quoted, let me never hear any scriptures, even in my dreams, which does not glorify Vrindavan. Another quote, let me even by mistake not have the darshan of those people who after hearing the glorification of Vrindavan does not become enlivened. Coming to Vrindavan, going around Raj, all this is very fortunate position of the living beings. If one resides here for 1 month, meaning every 12th day he is in Braj, even if one comes here for just 1 day in a year, that itself is a very high fortune. So what to speak of those who are living here all the while? It is a rule that if a person has even a little bit of good karma in his fate, Brahmaji writes auspicious letter on his forehead. This is in our Indian culture, they say that. Even if a person has even a little bit of good karma, Then Brahmaji writes auspicious letter on his forehead, and that person becomes famous on this planet. So if that is the case, then Vrindavan is decorated with the sign of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How will it not be glorious? And Vrindavan is the forehead of this planet Earth, and Krishna is the tilak of Vrindavan. So how will the Earth not be glorious? We devotees should meditate upon this.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.